see. She's my, she's my, my cup of tea, yeah. Welcome all. It's a little bit early to Radio Zeke, and we are taking over from the automated host, Ron Deckard, as he is styled, he or she, since an android could be whatever the android's program tells it to be at that moment. It's just about a minute before 1 o'clock here at WMFO 91.5. The official signal is described, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We are sitting here in Curtis Hall, across the street from the beautiful, on this beautiful May day, Tufts University campus. We are going to, let's see here, do some PSAs. Okay, at the top of the hour, of course, the FCC requires that me, Zeke Duckworthy, host of Radio Zeke, which you are about to hear, play a PSA, and we are going to do that right now.
Minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org, but you're probably not going to. Nope, I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work, I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Thank you. And I strongly recommend that you live healthy and do those sorts of things. Okay, you're listening to Radio Zeke. It's 1 minute past. Hello to all you WMFOers. Wherever you may be in Chester, England, you may be in California, you may be in Kiel, Germany, you may be in Cape Town, South Africa. All of these places are actually listening. You may be in Amsterdam or Nashville area or various other places, or you may be sitting right in the Cambridge-Somerville area listening to us on the terrestrial signal. I have in studio today a guest. His name is Jake Perrone. Hello.
Hi, Zeke.
Let's hear a strum there and make sure you have levels. Sounds pretty good. All right, so generally what happens is, now, first of all, we'll interview this victim. Where did you come from, sir?
I'm from New Bedford, Massachusetts.
That would be the South Coast. To yep. Those of you who are not familiar, except possibly through the novels of whaling and similar Queequeg-esque references to the past, Are you a New Bedford born and bred?
I grew up in Fairhaven, which is the town next
right
door.
Yeah.
But I've been living in New Bedford for about 6 years now.
Your family from down there, long term?
Yeah, my whole family lives in that area.
For generations?
Yep.
For going back to the whaling days?
Oh, not that far back. I have some family from Philadelphia. Before that, way back, Italy.
Now, you are going to play a song, but first I'm going to play a song that you suggested to sort of set the mood. We've got something that you picked from Ray LaMontagne, a song called Empty.
Instead to dwell in my disaster. I walk on down the hill through grass grown tall and brown, and still it's hard somehow to let go of my pain. On past the busted back of that old and rusted Cadillac that sinks into this field collecting. Throat busted sunsets, these cold and damp white mornings, I have grown weary. If through my cracked and dusted dime store lips I spoke these words out loud, would no one hear me? Lay your blouse across the chair, let fall the flowers from your hair, and kiss me with that country mouth so plain. Outside the rain is tapping on the leaves, to me it sounds like they're applauding us, the quiet love we've made. Will I always feel this way? So in the eyes, laid bare my chest, said, do your best and destroy me. You see, I've been to hell and back so many times, I must admit you kind of bore me. There's a lot of things that can kill a man, there's a lot of ways to die. Yes, and some already dead, little walk beside me. There's a lot of things I don't understand, why so many people lie. It's the hurt I had that fuels the fire inside me. Will I always feel this way? So
there goes the horse riding away with Ray LaMontagne on top. This is Radio Zeke. I'm Zeke Duckworthy. In studio with me today is Jake Perrone. Hello, Jake.
Hello, Zeke.
Hold on. Let's try that again. Here we go. Yeah. Okay. Repeat. In studio today with me is Jake Perrone. Hello, Jake.
Hello, Zeke. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Okay. You are going to entertain us with one of your many compositions, and then we will talk. This one is called I Don't Want to Go Away. that's a fine song right there. I saw you do that over at 6B, if I'm not mistaken.
Lizard Lounge, I think it
was. You did that one at the Lizard?
Yep.
Yeah. I can't help but comment on your guitar, since I just tweeted a picture of it. And if you're listening right now, you might want to go to at Zeke Duck or at Quack King on Twitter, and you'll see a picture of Mr. Perrone, and you will see his guitar, which looks to be a slightly, let's just call it tweaked 12-string guitar with only 6 strings on it. Did you do this yourself?
I did do this myself.
What happened to the remaining tuning machines? Where are they? There are like holes in the top of this guitar where things used to be.
This is a pretty old guitar, but I've been rocking the 6 strings for a while.
Yeah, I like that.
I have kind of big fingers, so I like the wide neck.
Right.
Gives me a lot of space to play around with.
Also, that's a nice sounding, like really woody type old fashioned guitar.
Yeah.
I'm going to play something off. Okay, now I told you before that you put me in mind of Mr. Leonard Cohen, and here's why.
A thin green candle to make you jealous of me, but the room just filled up with mosquitoes. They heard that my body was free. Then I took the dust from a long and a sleepless night, and I put it into your little shoe. And then I confess that I tortured the dress that you wore for all the world to look through. I shoo my heart to the doctor. He said I just have to quit. Then he ruled himself a prescription. Your name was mentioned in it, and he locked himself into a library shelf with all of the details of our shabby honeymoon. And I hear from his nurse, that he's gotten much worse, and his practice has fallen into ruin. I heard of a saint who had loved you. Yeah, I studied all night in his school. He taught that the duty of lovers is to tarnish the golden rule. And just when I was sure that his teachings were pure, he went and drowned himself in the pool. His body is gone, but back here on the lawn, his spirit continues to prove. Stop shivering. his lips, his fingers were blue. I suppose he froze when the wind tore off your clothes, and I guess he just never got warm. But you stand there so nice in your blizzard of ice. Oh, please let me come into the storm.
Up version there of the great Leonard Cohen song by Leonard Cohen, One of Us Cannot Be Wrong. Now, your singing and songwriting is eclectic. You've been doing it for a few years, have you not?
Yep, about 4 years now.
Yeah. You were just talking while the song was playing. If you write songs, it's like a pathology. You have to do it. You know, it's like you can't not do it.
That's very true. Yep.
Okay, we have a new one here. Also, one thing I noticed, that you're actually already in this Spinatron database here, so somebody likes your material. This is off
wow.
the record.
That's very surprising.
What was your record called?
The first one was called Lost Days. It came out about 2 years ago.
Here, this song, Layla, is on this record. Why don't we hear that?
Thank you. And when the sound's all gone and the chorus disappears, my love will be the only thing you hear.
Yeah, that's a nice song right there.
Thanks, Zeke.
Now, you, as a songwriter, I'm going to delve in here. When you hear something in your head and it's going to be a song, do you often hear the words correctly, or do you hear some sort of dyslexic bending of something? Because I'll just tell you, you're singing Layla, but it works for me as Lady Luck also. Because like the way you're singing it, you're singing Layla. It could be Lady Luck, Lady. You know, so like I hear all this stuff, you know, going on. And the way you sing it is real good too.
Thanks. Well, that song actually, the words got changed to Layla afterwards. Layla's the name of my dog, but that song is about a real person.
Uh-huh.
But I kind of didn't want that person to know I sung that song about them, so I changed it to the name of my dog. I felt that was a safe move.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I think they come pretty straightforward, the lyrics, most of the time.
Do you wake up in the middle of the night and the song's all there?
That's usually when it happens, late nights or early mornings.
That just happened to me. I woke up in the middle of the night from a dream. Some of the people who are listening to this that we know in common, like Zoe Pierce, who's been on this very stage, such
Zoe's
as it
great.
Is, and some of the other folks know the backstory on this. But anyway, so like there was this woman who I knew whose name was Rebecca. She's no longer here. I mean, she's like gone. And I had this dream, and in the dream she was saying, "Come over." And I felt like I woke up and I felt like my heart was going to stop. And then there was this whole song, but in the dream her name was Nessa, not Becca. So the song is now Nessa Said. And it's good. I played it last night. People seem
I believe
to
I've
like
heard
it.
You play that song.
No, it's brand new.
It
unless,
is?
Unless you heard it last night. It,
oh, no, I thought I heard it at Lizard, no?
No, that was a different one. That was also related. So there's a trilogy now about that event. But no, Nessa Said just hit, just dropped. All right, play me another song. What do you got here?
All right, this one's off the new album, Were You Really There? It's called Gold.
Okay.
As I dream the city blood from my shape, long since turned up, I resupply from the veins of the forest. And each night I get further from the flying cars and the shooting guns, and closer to the calls of the wild. And someday I be just like them, to lose my words and find a stronger hymn, sing out through the trees in the northern wind. I lost it in the cobblestone street, like gold from my heart, and I couldn't find the beat. Listen real close, it's getting stronger every day. Yeah, it was built to soak. Ooh. Just because I found place that I can call my home, and it will be there no matter where I roam. Peace of mind, I sit and watch it bloom. I lost it in the cobblestone street, the gold from my heart, and I couldn't find the beat. But you can hear it if you listen real close. It's getting stronger every day and was built to soak.
That guitar styling, it's, yeah, that's a nice song. You're hammering away here. You're doing a lot of nice stuff here.
Thanks.
All right, so you have honed your art down there in New Bedford, is that
yeah.
Did you go to music school? Did you just start playing?
I took guitar lessons when I was younger. I was kind of off and on with the guitar for a while, but
do you have another instrument you also play?
Not really, no. I was just kind of busy doing other less important things.
Yeah, right, exactly.
But I spent some time in New Hampshire.
Uh-huh.
And that's where I started to write, and then kind of came home with me, and I just haven't stopped. So.
When you were up there in Cow Hampshire, what were you doing up there?
I was working at a farm. I was actually...
A Cow Hampshire farm. Was it a cow farm?
It was called Pork Hill Farm, but they didn't have
pork
any
Hill.
Pork.
It yeah.
was an organic vegetable farm.
Oh, nice.
But it was a really beautiful place, and I think... For the first time, I was just able to get in that headspace where I could really open up and figure out what I wanted to do. And
yeah.
The songs just started coming out.
I'm going to play a song here. Okay, this gentleman was from Fall River, which isn't too far away. You know Michael Troy?
I do not know.
Okay, he's no longer with us. He passed away a few years ago. His real name wasn't Michael Troy. It was Michael Manuel. He's stupendous talent. This one's called, and you just sang about the light of the moon. This one's called Blue Moon.
Stars pulling on the high tide. A full moon lighting the sky over the horizon, chasing the sun. A nightlight lullaby, romance in the sky. I've been over that horizon time after time. And every time I do, I leave a sliver behind. I slip into the shadows every time I fall. And soon there'll be no moon at all. I pick myself up a day at a time. Pull my head out of the shadows where the sun don't shine. I put my thoughts together and time to the bar. I'll sing them to the stars. A new moon riding all night, reaching for the stars, pulling on high tide. A full moon lighting the sky, an all night twilight, big stone satellite.
angels carry my tomb. A man of the moon.
Michael Troy lamented Blue Moon. We could do nothing but play moon-centric and moon-influenced songs here. You got, you play me another song. What do you got?
That was a great song, by the way. I love that song.
You hadn't heard of Michael Troy.
No.
And this is one of the things about music, is particularly around here, but I think it's probably true anywhere. There's all these undiscovered gems, and in a way, it's like kind of frustrating. You think, well, I'll just quit now because these people are so much better. Like, how can I possibly ever write a song like that? And then you think, well, that's not important, you know. What's important is that was a great song, you know.
Yeah, in a way, it's kind of a good thing, I think.
I think so, yeah.
People are going to write no matter what. They're only going to write if they want to write.
And then, you know, and then there's all this hidden beauty in the world, you know, that maybe you'll never come. As we sit here, there are people playing in places that you've never heard of, you know, or that you would never associate with music, you know, and they're playing great songs, and you might never hear them, but somebody's hearing them. So the world has a certain amount of redemptive energy in it.
That's true.
Before you play, though, now you have, we have some people in common. You have Zoe Pierce. How do you know Zoe?
Me and Zoe met at the Lizard Lounge a while back.
Yeah. I think I might have been there that night, actually.
Yeah, I think she might have won that night.
Yeah, I was there that night, yeah.
Yeah, she's great. She's actually going to do a show with me in September, I believe, hopefully.
Yeah, she's playing around now. She's like deservedly sort of bumping herself into the...
Yeah, she's got a show at Atwood's Tavern on
that's
Tuesday.
Right.
I'll definitely check that out.
Yeah, so...
She's great.
Yeah, she is good, and very personable, really nice person. Wait, do you have any shows coming up here? And
I have one, not too recent, but I have one in July 28th at Midway Cafe.
Nice.
I'm playing with some great folk musicians.
Who would that be?
Dav Blues from Brockton. He plays up here a lot. Nick Vandenberg. I'm obsessed with him. He just came out with, well, not just, but I just discovered his album, The Sweet By and By, I believe it's called.
Yeah.
It's a work of art. It's beautiful. And Megan Casey, also from Boston, really great folk singer.
So this is going to be what day at the Midway?
Saturday, July 28th. It's a matinee, so from 4 to 8.
Yeah,
we each play for about an hour.
And you have some kind of online presence if people want to follow your stuff.
Yeah, I'm on Spotify and iTunes and all that stuff.
It's Jake Perrone, Perrone. Are you JakePerroneMusic.com also?
Just my name.
Okay, JakePerrone.com.
I don't actually have a website yet,
but you might someday.
In the making.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. In other words, nobody can steal it because you can reserve it. It
doesn't exist yet.
Yeah, okay. Okay, what's this one called?
This song's called The Other Side, also from the new album.
Yeah, how many albums have you put out?
Just two.
Okay. All right, here we go.
Side, but I imagine it's a real sight to see. And maybe it's the same as it is right now, but the glass is taken out from in between. So I can hear your voice and I can kiss your lips, soft and sweet for the very first time. And I can talk to you without having to think about the disconnect between my words and my mind. When everyone talks so fast and so loud, I often wonder if they're ever heard. And answers are all we're willing to give. No one stops to ask the questions first, so you can take it as it is and never wonder why, and live inside a world so small. There's doors everywhere I turn my head, blink once they're open, again they're closed. And I don't wanna go where I was back then, but I can't say I love you if I know it's not true. The colors were brighter than I'd ever seen, but my heart stayed the same, buried underneath the trees. In the dark, turn the back of your brain with the kind of light that fades with the smoke. And all that was left was a broken heart, and one that I couldn't fix. But Lord knows I tried, and I know you did too. Still, I left us both alone, forever blue. To say it must be my pride, for I didn't even hear when it walked out the door. And I don't wanna go where I was back then, but I can't say I love you if I know it's not true. The colors were brighter than I'd ever seen, but my heart staying the same, buried underneath the trees. And my heart was buried so deep, I thought it might freeze. And I came so close to losing my mind.
Jake Perrone, live in studio, his song The Other Side. You are listening to Radio Zeke. I'm Zeke Duckworthy. This is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. That's a real nice song, sir.
Thanks, Zeke.
I'm gonna, with your permission, I'm gonna play a Elliott Smith song right here.
Is that right?
You know this one. This one's Pizzola.
Tell you why I I got a joke I've been dying to tell you. The silent kid is looking down the barrel to make the noise that I kept so quiet. I kept it from you, Petzola. What's missing from your life now? I could never be the puzzle pieces. They say that God makes problems just to see what you can stand, for you to as the devil pleases. Give up the thing you love.
Right there, Petzola. I'm playing these songs and vocal styles because I think they complement my studio guest, Jake Perrone, who is now, without further ado, going to do one of his songs called Were You Really There, right in the studio, right in front of me right now.
But if I still don't want to go, even after you asked me to, for I know that I don't belong, anywhere if you're not there too. So tell me what I'm supposed to do. My days are filled with blue, my nights with dreams of you. And when I awake, I swear that you were really there. And it takes me all day to make believe that I don't. Till I fall asleep and it starts anew. And I don't know what you did. As far as I recall, few
words were said. But something silent crept beneath my skin and sank into my bloodstream. So tell me who I'm supposed to be. Trying to walk away, but I can't find my feet. And the more I think in the light of day, the more it all seems to fade away until I fall asleep and begin to see.
Studio here. Again, I'm playing stuff that like seems to fit together. Here's Greg Isakoff, Master and a Hound.
Shake it off just once for me.